This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
February 17th, pandemic.news update here from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I just got off the phone with, well, a very interesting person who I'm not going to name here in this podcast. You'll hear about him soon. Someone I've never interviewed before, never have published stories about him or from him before, but he is a researcher, a journalist, a published author, studied economics, and is from the realm of academia, and an expert in, well, communism and how the communists plan to destroy America. Now, you might be able to start guessing perhaps who this person is. You'll find out later. But the point is that he says this biological weapon that China was working on that they accidentally dropped in their own backyard, you know, the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. He says the plan, and he quotes these Chinese generals whose speeches have been translated from Chinese to English, and he quotes them and their plans about destroying the United States of America. That plan was supposed to involve several phases. The biological weapon was just phase one. And this is what you need to know. The bioweapon was designed to soften up America and cause chaos and cause overwhelming societal collapse, hospital beds overrun, panic in the streets, shutdown of the economy, disorganization. And then once that happened, they planned to invade. The Chinese do. They plan to physically invade the United States of America through California and through Mexico. Now, the reason I found this so important is because, number one, this author, this researcher, who you'll find out about later, he's not known as a, quote, conspiracy author or conspiracy theorist or anything like that. He's kind of an academic. But he's documented this. This is the plan. I mean, come on, look at world history. There have been invasions. Heck, America invaded the beaches of France to take back Europe from Adolf Hitler, you know, in the 1940s. What year was that? 1942? Yes. So, of course, there are invasions throughout world history, and that's not the only one. There have been many, hundreds, maybe more. China has a plan to invade the United States, but they have to soften up America first. So they've been infiltrating our universities and trying to turn people against America. China has infiltrated our military-industrial complex to steal military secrets. They've infiltrated corporations to steal technology secrets. They practically run YouTube and Google and Twitter. Jack Dorsey bows down to the communists, does whatever they tell him to do. You know, the same thing's true with Facebook and Zuckerberg and so on, who speaks Chinese, which is interesting. I think he speaks it because he admires them. I speak it because I used to live in Taiwan, the anti-communist version of Chinese, you know what I mean? But I think Zuckerberg admires the communists, whatever. But the Chinese have a long-term plan to overthrow America. And they've practically succeeded. They've taken over our technology industry. They've taken over Congress. Something like one-third of the lawmakers in Washington, D.C. now bow down to the Chinese. And they've taken over the governorships of America. Also, about one-third of all governors across America bow down to the Chinese. And they've taken over corporations, where you have all these corporations now bowing down to communist China to block Taiwan, for example, update all their maps to show that Taiwan is a territory of China because China wants to conquer Taiwan. So, into that mix, they were going to deploy the biological weapon. That's what they were working on. That's what this COVID-19 was, or is. It's a genetically engineered bio-warfare weapon. And they had planned to drop this in America. And then follow that up with a land invasion. Now, the land invasion, I'm told, actually, it's a combination of land and air, and China has built a very advanced airborne platoons and air deployment capabilities where they can land not just troops with parachutes and such, but they can land vehicles and military equipment through very advanced airborne deployment, and they have long-range beach assault craft that have an ocean range of literally thousands of miles. So they can launch their invasion from, you know, someplace like Hawaii. Maybe they take over Hawaii first and then they launch their invasion from Hawaii to the mainland. I don't know what their exact plan is. Or maybe they launch from floating cities or, you know, aircraft carriers that they're trying to mass produce now with their aircraft carrier factories. Maybe they have aircraft carriers that launch assault vehicles. I don't know. But I know they have assault vehicles, long-range assault craft that can land hordes of troops and equipment and that have very long range in the ocean. So this is all part of a plan. Now, where the plan went wrong is that China accidentally dropped this in their own backyard, or perhaps a spy got into China and released it on purpose out of their lab. I'm starting to think that's actually more of the more likely story of what happened here. It's still from their lab in Wuhan, but the release may have been deliberate, not an accident as we had thought before now. Nevertheless, either way, it's released. So now China is dealing with the very weapon that they had planned to deploy against America. And that weapon was designed to crush society. Guess what's happening in China? Oh, their society is being crushed. That's because the weapon is actually very well engineered. This is a brilliantly designed weapon system. It's designed with the long incubation period, with the stealth mode spread, the transmissivity during incubation. It can bypass airport screening. People don't even know they have it. So even if the population wants to comply with self-quarantine rules, they have no idea they're sick, even as they're spreading it. And some people are super spreaders. And the pandemic comes around a second time, kills you with sudden heart failure the second time you get it. This is a weapon system, folks. It's a weapon, and it's engineered as such. And it's a self-replicating weapon. So unlike a nuclear weapon, once it detonates, it's over. Yeah, you deal with fallout and radiation, but radiation has a half-life. Eventually, it goes away. This doesn't go away. This thing doubles every 2.3 days, according to recent research. It doubles. And so instead of it dissipating, it exponentially multiplies. So now China may lose control of their country over this. I'm not sure how exactly China regains its standing as the manufacturing hub of the world after all this. I don't know how China makes it through this intact, frankly, when you have a virtual total shutdown of their manufacturing capacity. The Hebei province has now, the quarantine is extended to April 16th, I believe, mid-April. So, gosh, that's 2 months away. I thought it was going to be a two-week quarantine. Remember that? Remember that narrative? Oh, 2 weeks, we're going to have this thing licked. Now it's, well, 2 months. And we get closer to that, it'll probably be like 2 years. You know, that's going to be where this is headed because it's going to keep coming around every year. But the bottom line is, how's China going to have factory output if they don't have factory workers? Because the workers are all infected or quarantined or dead. And the answer is they don't. So then how is China going to fund its war machine? How is China going to deploy troops against America when China itself is suffering under the devastating effects of this biological weapon? Because I have no doubt, even though on my website I only currently say there's 250,000 infected, it's probably 10 times that, just saying. It's probably 10 times that. I'm just not putting those numbers in print yet, trying to be conservative on the site. It's probably 2.5 million, okay? Just letting you know. Wink, wink. Which means also the number of deaths is probably a quarter of a million already at this point. Mountains of bodies piling up everywhere. But anyway, we can't prove it, so we don't report it. We don't know for sure. We can only suspect it. In any case, I do want you to know that in the end game, if you're an American or a Canadian or frankly, anybody in the free world, China is your enemy. Communist China is the enemy of humanity. You should be grateful that they accidentally dropped this own weapon in their own britches, so to speak, rather than deploying it as a weapon system against North America. You should be grateful. This was intended for us. But now they are getting the full impact of what they built to try to harm and destroy others. It's karma. It's karma coming back on China, and that's what it looks like. Something to think about. Check out more breaking news every day at pandemic.news. Type it in your browser, pandemic.news. I'll have all my podcasts there, all my videos there, all the research articles, everything, pandemic.news. Check it out. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.